It's been a year now since Donald Trump's battle cry, "Drain the swamp," helped carry him into the presidency. But if swamp draining is about reducing the number of Washington scandals, that's not happening. In fact, the nation's capital seems stuck even deeper in the muck now. NPR's Peter Overby explains.
Washington used to operate one scandal at a time. Not anymore.
Mr. Manafort, did you commit a crime?
Any reaction, Mr. Manafort?
Good morning.
That was the scene when Paul Manafort arrived at the FBI field office in Washington. He was President Trump's campaign chairman for several months last year. Special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort and his business partner, Rick Gates, with money laundering and violating one of the lobby disclosure laws. Hours later, Tony Podesta, a leading Democratic lobbyist who had worked with them, announced he was leaving his firm. This is just one of the scandals brewing simultaneously, all part of a reward system that includes the lobbying community, Congress, and the White House. It's a far cry from Trump's campaign speeches last fall.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Actually, the swamp is still pretty swampy. House members compete for committee chairmanships based on how much money they raise for their party committees, money that often comes from the lobbying clients who spend millions in Washington. A jury is weighing bribery charges against Senator Robert Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, the first senator in almost a decade to face a criminal trial. And the Trump White House continues to battle ethics issues, conflict of interest questions for Trump and some of his cabinet secretaries, plus the Russia investigation headed by Mueller. Washington's ethics code seems to be this.
Anything goes, and that it's dumb to follow the rules.
This is Nick Allard, a longtime lobbyist, now dean of Brooklyn Law School. His assessment of the ethical climate in D.C.
Worse than any I've experienced in my three, almost four decades working in this field. People who are complying by the rules are competing for results against those that are cutting corners.
The case against Manafort and Gates targets their lobbying for a Ukrainian politician. They allegedly failed to disclose that lobbying under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA. Law professor Steve Vladek is a co-author of the Just Security blog.
The real question that arises out of the Manafort situation is, you know, is the period of complacency coming to an end, or is this just a special case brought by a special counsel?
Senate Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley, an Iowa Republican, has recently introduced a bill to make FARA much tougher. That would accomplish a bit of swamp draining. It's possible Mueller's investigation could lead to even more. David Rare was a young lobbyist in the 1990s when he helped Newt Gingrich's Republicans win control of the House. Now he's a law professor at George Mason University. He said of the Mueller probe,
"It just kind of puts a gray cloud around the whole lobbying special interest community in D.C. It doesn't drain the swamp, but I think now people are just more nervous and they're actually seeing a prosecutor going after someone."
But still, law enforcement by itself doesn't produce a long-term solution for the dysfunction in Washington. Meredith McGeehy has been lobbying on political reform issues since the 90s.
The system, as we currently have it structured, rewards that dysfunction.
McGeehy said that if Americans want to change that reward system, they have to get engaged with politics. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.